We're in Siman Reis Samach Gimel. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing from Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet. Yud Aleph, Afal Pishalo Ispalu Akol Adayim. Even though the Tzibur has yet to daven Marif, Im Kodam Ayochid Vispalel Shal Shabbos Mebod Yom, if the individual, if a Yochid daven Marif on his own, Chol Olav Kabol Shabbos, Va'osur Basiyas Malachav Afilom Omer Sheinarotz L'Kabol Shabbos. You can't daven Marav with a Tanai. Once you say Mekadesh HaShabbos, it's Shabbos. You're saying a Nusach HaTfilah of Shabbos. So davening Marav with a Tanai doesn't work. So even though the Tzibur was not yet Mekabel Shabbos, the Yochid, the Halachi is that the Yochid who davens Marav, as long as it's after Plag HaMincha, is Mekabel Shabbos. Sif Yud Beis, Im Rov HaKol Kiblu Aleim Shabbos HaMiyut Nimshachem Achreim Al Karchom. If the majority of the call already was Mekabel Shabbos on themselves, then the minority gets dragged along with them. Now, if most of the call was not in shul at Kabbalah Shabbos, then of course that would not be Mechayev of the Miut. Also, a city with lots of shuls, no one shul could be Mechayev of any other shul. But a minion in someone's house, even if it's a minion kavua, does not count. If you have one shul in the area and also a little minion in someone's house, they're tuffel to the big minion, and their halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos is determined by the bigger shul. Yud Beis, yeah, this we just saw, Yud Gimel. Odom Shabol Le'ir Be'erev Shabbos, someone that comes to town on Erev Shabbos, Ukvar Kiblu Anshi Yir Aleim Shabbos, and he finds that everybody was already Mekabel Shabbos. Afal Pi Shadayin Ayom Godel, even though there's still time for the day till Shkia, it's after Plag HaMincha, what he does is he shouldn't put anything down, he should allow it to fall, because from now on he cannot be Mechal Shabbos, since he's in a place that they were Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos is Chal on him also. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva with regard to people that show up in a bungalow colony, for example, where they were already Mechal Shabbos. He drove in from town. I mean, how can he drive in there altogether? How could he shut the engine? He wants to say that the halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos that is gorer everybody else after is only talking about a Kabbalah Shabbos as a hiddur in Shabbos, where you really want to bring in Shabbos early. A practical Kabbalah Shabbos, because you want to be done with the meal early, not because you want to be mahadir Shabbos, that doesn't necessarily, is not necessarily gorer everybody else to give them the zman of Shabbos of the makom. Further, Sif Yud Dalet, in biyom ha'meunon to tzibur v'choshvu shechashecha. On a cloudy day, the tzibur made a mistake and they thought it was night. The clouds covered up the sun. V'hidliku neiris, they lit candles. V'spalu tfilis arvis, neidavin mariv, shel Shabbos. V'achakach nispazru ovim v'zor hachama. Then, after they davened mariv, the clouds dispersed and the sun came out. Ein sarach lasor lispalel arvis. They don't have to daven Marav again. The case here is that they davened, according to the Mishnah Brura, they davened after Plag HaMincha. They may have davened Mincha after Plag HaMincha as well, but they davened after Plag HaMincha, because before Plag HaMincha, there's no way that the Marav is good b'diyevet. So what's the problem? The problem is that their kavana was not to daven early, their kavana was to daven at night. So it's sort of a tefillah and a Kabbalah Shabbos betos. So the halachi is, imishespalu hayami plaga mincho lamala, so long as the ain't sarach las of lispalo arvis, imishespalu hayami plaga mincho lamala. They don't have to daven again if they davened after plag, even though their kavana was not to daven marav early. The halachi is that it is chal. Whereas, vim yachid hu shetoba kach, if it's an individual that made this mistake, Saruchu lachsor lispalel tfilas arvis. He has to go and daven marav again. Why is that? So this is talking about even where he davened mincha before plag and marav after plag. Just he didn't want to daven before tzeis hagachavim and made a mistake. Since it was a kabbalah Shabbos betos, so the mechaber is paskening that he has to daven over again. Ula inyan asiyas malacha. So the tzibur we're not matriach to daven again, but the yachid we are. The Kabbalah Shabbos was betos. They are not bound by that halacha, meaning that they're not they're not. They do not have to be purish from malacha until they really want to be makabel Shabbos. V'yesh omrim she'osen shedliku neros asurim basiyas malacha v'sharan she'abayas mutarim. This shita holds that even though tefillah betos is not does not mechayev them to keep an isur malacha yet, but hadlakas neros betos does, because that's a maisa. That's one pshat. The grosh shita is that there's a different reason, that it's only tefillah, because tefillah betos was still a tefillah. It's only tefillah that we say is that we only say that with regard to tefillah, that if the tefillah was betos, then they are allowed to do malacha. But in the case of hadlakas neris, where a hadlaka, as far as hadlakas neris is concerned, that we say would be mechayev them to keep Shabbos. Because according to the Gra, it's dafke in a kula in tefillah. Whereas according to the other shita, it's because hadlakas neris is a maisa. And the Mishnah Berurah gives a nafkamina. What happens if someone was makabel Shabbos bepeh? If it's only a kula in hilchas tefillah, like the Gra says, kabbalah Shabbos bepeh would be chal. Whereas if it's a halacha that you need maisa you still didn't have, unless it's hadlakas neris. So that was the second shita, that a Kabbalah in tefillah betos is not a Kabbalah, but a Kabbalah idei hadlaka is a Kabbalah. V'yesh omrim she'osa ner she'hudlak b'shem Shabbos also ligabo lo'osa b'shemen v'afilu im kova also l'taltalo. This third day it says that the ner Shabbos, once it was lit l'shem ner Shabbos, even though it was betos, it was after plaga mincha, it gets Kedusha Shabbos. So even though the person himself would not have to keep the Isser Malacha, the Ner that they lit would have Kedusha Shabbos, and that couldn't be moved. Further, the Mishnah Berurah talks about what this Isser is of not being Nogeyabo. Why can't you touch it? All right, we'll give it a din muktzah, but why can't you touch it? Because of the kedusha of hadlakas neiris, you're not supposed to even touch the ner shel Shabbos. This is a chiddush that we don't even find in hilchas muktzah. The only muktzah you're not allowed to touch is something that moves upon touching. That wouldn't apply to a ner. But here we have a new halacha, and there's even a bigger chiddush. Remember, if the person wasn't makabel Shabbos yet, in fact, even if the person made a t'nai, the Mishnah Berurah says, still, according to this Yesh Omrim, the candles that they lit L'Shem Shabbos, even though they weren't Makabel Shabbos, the candles are Huktzol Mitzvasam, and it's also to go and move them. Which is a big Chiddush, that there's an Isser Tiltul, even though it is not yet Shabbos for the person. So Lamaisa, there's a Chumrah, an Inyan, because of this Shita, that once someone lights near Shabbos, you don't touch them, you don't move them, you don't do anything to them, they are supposed to be sitting in that Makom.